Well, here you go. What were you doing when you were 12 years old, 7th grade? Were you inventing? Well, my next guest can say that when she's older, because she is an inventor. Let's talk about the Swing Along toy. There's a great event coming up, a ribbon cutting ceremony that's all about this toy and more. So welcome to the morning show. You are ready to go, Mom, Linda Najjar. You've got a couple of words of syllables in between, but I'll just go with the last name. How's that?
That's perfect.
Mom, Linda, good morning to you. Sarah Najjar, good morning to you.
Hi.
Hey, why aren't you in school?
Because
you're
here.
What's your favorite subject?
Science.
Where do you go to school?
East Grand Rapids Middle School.
Very nice. You like to swing?
Yes.
Yes. Tell us about your project here.
Well, I was in my backyard trying to make my doll swing next to me, and it wasn't working. So I tied her to the swing, and it wasn't working. So I just had my dad help me cut a Tupperware from my mom, and that sort of held the doll with straps, but it wasn't, the doll would keep tipping over because it wasn't balanced, so we made an adjustable back.
So now the doll can swing on the swing.
Mm-hmm.
And so can the dog here. This little stuffed dog.
Yep.
Right? We have this brought in. Well, congratulations. I know this invention, the Swing Along toy, you already have your patent, and you are going to present it to the public. Bringing you into the conversation, Mom Linda, when did you get involved in this invention?
Well, you know, Sarah and her dad kind of took off with it, and they brought it to Kent Skills Center and had some drawings done, and we went to Grand Valley State University and had their marketing program help us kind of get things set up. And then in the middle of that, our son Stephen was diagnosed with lymphoma. So it kind of put the brakes on everything while we concentrated and tried to get Stephen well. Mm-hmm. We went forward, and now that Stephen's okay, and we're so thankful for that, we went ahead and had the tooling done, had some products made, did the prototype, and now we have the patent and we're ready to fly.
Here it is, in demonstration form and also in box form. All right, Sarah, so you are the proud owner of a United States patent at only 12 years old. Is this a toy that no one else has ever invented? You want to talk about this?
Yeah.
What was it like to get a patent?
It was exciting. I didn't know when I was going to get it, if I was going to get it or not, so it sort of shocked me.
Tell me more about your brother. I'm so glad that he's feeling better, but you had to take a little pause in your invention for him. Tell me about Stephen.
He's
16 years older than you.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a big brother.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. Again, he's so better. Was he along? Did he support you? Did he say, yeah, get this swing along toy started? Who should be using your invention? Who do you want to sell it to? Maybe other gals like you?
Four-year-olds.
Mom, what do you think? Let mom start. Yeah, 4-year-old.
To, like, whenever you stop playing with dolls and stuffed animals.
Yeah, might be never.
Right.
Might want to take one of those home. Mom, Linda, there is a party going on Saturday 10/21. That's Saturday after next. Let's let you start the conversation. What's happening?
So from noon until 3, we will be at Manhattan Park in East Grand Rapids. We will have a clown and cotton candy and a ribbon cutting ceremony. Diana Shad, who is a City of East Grand Rapids commissioner, is going to be on hand. And also we will have the Leukemia Lymphoma Society there, and we're going to give back. So for each toy that we sell and all of our profits, we're going to give 10% of our profits back to light the night to make sure that we let everybody know how thankful we are that Stephen's okay. The lymphoma that he had is very unique. It can double in size in 24 hours. So when I brought him in to the med center, they originally just gave him antibiotics. Mm-hmm. So it's so important to be vigilant in testing and making sure, because as soon as he was diagnosed, it was already in his neck, under his arm, and in his tummy. So they just pummeled him with chemo for about 4 months. He's okay. We have another scan coming up in December. So we just want to give back to the Lymphoma and Leukemia Society. Awesome. So they'll be at the event. Yeah. And we'll have balloons and a lot of fun and prizes. And cotton candy, for sure.
Sarah requested that. All right, Sarah. So let's get your little dolly here. And go ahead and unstrap her. Let's do a little action here. So you're going to unstrap. I want you to actually put that on for me. So while your mom talks, it's called the Swing Along Toy. This was all locally sourced, wasn't it?
Yes. So we had all of the drawings done here at. We started at Kent Skills Center, and then we had the tooling done here in Grand Rapids, and Gem Plastics in Wyoming. Actually manufactures the product for us.
Wow.
We even have our packaging out of Winalda Packaging out of Rockford. So we're trying to keep our local economy growing.
All right, Sarah, what are you doing? You just put her on her little perch, right? And now, talking to your microphone, you're strapping her in, right?
Yeah.
As we humans would.
And the back is adjustable.
The back is adjustable for any size stuffed animals, and so then it's pretty easy to attach. They're just two D-rings, so.
Yeah, I need to know what a D-ring is. And then how do I then put that in the swing itself?
It straps on with the Velcro.
It straps on with the Velcro.
And the Velcro is adjustable so that you put it on any deck if you want to have a tea party. You can attach it an actual swing set, and it'll stay on. And we do have on swingalongtoy.com is where we have a video that shows the toy in action.
All right.
Yeah, so you wrap the seat around the swing or deck or bike.
Yep. Oh, I can use my bike.
Then you...
My real dog in that. Maybe not.
Attach, and then you sit the doll on the seat, and then you just strap her in, and then you're ready to have fun.
Cool. And it comes in a little box like that, Mom Linda.
Yes. So we can ship it anywhere in the United States or the world, and we're ready to fly.
Yeah. Have you started selling them?
We have. We have an online presence, so swingalongtoy.com. And Facebook.
And I imagine, as you mentioned, you'll be selling them Saturday after next at Manhattan Park.
Yes, we will.
What, as we look to Sarah, goodbye, Sarah. I mean, what has this done for you? Obviously, you're still studying science at East Grand Rapids Middle School. You haven't quit your day job yet. But what's this done for you? What has this taught you?
It's taught me to always believe, even if the road gets a little bumpy. So I just kept trying.
Yeah. And it comes in different colors?
It comes in pink, blue, and purple.
Cool. And so now we know what all your friends are going to get for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be purchasing them swing along toys. All right. So Sarah, congratulations. Anything else you'd like to share with us? What's your doll's name?
My doll's name is Isabel.
And your dog's name here? Name him quickly.
Ralph.
My dog's name's Ralphie. Okay, that's nice. Yep. All right. Congratulations. What? You can say it. You can say it in the microphone.
Hi, Juju.
Okay, yeah. Shout out to Juju. Thank you very much. Congratulations, Sarah and Najjar, for the work you've done at age 12. It'll only go up from here. Linda, one more time, details for Saturday after next, the 21st.
Swing Along Toy will be at Manhattan Park from noon until 3. That's in East Grand Rapids. It is near Cascade and the East Beltline. So come out and have fun. We'll have lots of prizes, cotton candy, a clown, balloons. So please come join swingalongtoy.com.
Awesome. All right. Get back to the swing set and to the next invention. Congratulations, again, a United States patent on your resume, Sarah and Linda Najjar. Thank you.